Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They offer some energy saving tips during these hot summer months. Schedule all those heat-related chores, cooking, cleaning, laundry, all that stuff that Mike doesn't do. Early morning or evening hours, more tips at mte.com/myenergyplan. You don't cook, clean, do anything, do you?
You know, I was doing the dishes this morning.
You were?
I do try to help out. I think every good man should be helping, don't you?
Well, that's why I was surprised you did dishes.
You know, I can't stand dirty dishes in the sink.
Really?
Or the kitchen.
You know? Yeah. You know. Well, one of our friends is on the line. We're going to go all the way out to Dallas, Texas.
Yes.
The Lone Star State.
Yes. And wouldn't be no Texas if it wasn't for Tennessee. I hope Daryl knows that.
Daryl who?
Daryl Mackin.
Daryl Mackin.
You need to tell everybody down there in Dallas that, Daryl. Okay.
No, I have not. No, I have not, Mike. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you really well. Daryl Mackin with Excellent. The Soldier's Child is here. And Daryl, gosh, how many years ago did you first come on the air and you were still teaching at Blackman and you said, well, I've got to figure out how I can get somebody to cover my class. And now, Luke, you're in Dallas. Come a long way, baby.
Yeah, baby. It's been about 15 years, Brian. Thank you for having me on, guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So a soldier's child. We're going to talk about why you're in Dallas here, but refresh our memory with so many people. What is it, two or three people a day moving into Rutherford County and moving their families here? They may not know what a soldier's child is all about. So why don't you share that with us?
Absolutely. So we are a national nonprofit caring for the children of our fallen military. So these are boys and girls all across the country whose parent was killed in combat, training accident, cancer, heart attack, any active duty death, and any post-service related injury or illness that led to death as well. The truth be told is we have never said no. We when a mama comes to us and has lost her military husband, we have always said yes. We look for ways to say yes. That's kind of our motto. And the first thing we do is obvious. It's birthdays. We celebrate the children's birthdays every year up to age 18. We spend $35,000 a month on birthday gifts, honoring these children in loving memory of their father or mother in some cases. Then we do 20 plus camps. We have a leadership program, Christmas program. We have scholarship program. It's just growing, 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 brother. And I am in Dallas because we have started our second office.
Wow. So you've got a headquarters here in Rutherford County and now one in Dallas, Texas, huh?
Yes, it's in Dallas, Texas. It's actually located in the Glenn Beck Mercury One Studio. It's a beautiful studio. It's pretty cool. And Glenn Beck and Suzanne Grisham, who's the executive director there, have given us space free for our office. It's quite incredible what they have done. Yes. They actually have an allotted space for all of these ministries. There's actually a ministry called Yaku Boykins Ministries, and what they do is they help women for the trafficking issue that's happening all across the globe. They're battling that issue, and those folks are in the same office. There's other military nonprofits in there. There's other nonprofits as well, but that's the big one that's in there, and they have just ballooned in what they're doing to help women find freedom.
Yeah. How did that come about? I mean, it sounds like Glenn Beck has opened that headquarters there for the things that he's got going on and wanted to do this for nonprofits. But how did you get connected? Did he hear about it? Or was it your person that's been in Texas? How did that all happen?
So that's a really good question. So it's a long story, but that was the end result. So I went to church with a gentleman called Jeremy Kelly. And he helped right here in Christian Life Church in Murfreesboro. And he was one of my mentors, hunting mentors. And when he moved back to Texas, he kept in touch with me. And I would see him from time to time when I would come and do camps in Texas. Texas, and people would ask, why specifically Texas or Dallas? Texas is our largest state in our union, and it's also the largest state of children that we serve. Over 900 children out of the 5,000 we serve are Texas children. And so in conversation with Jeremy, I was just like, you know, remember the Alamo, okay? It was Tennesseans back then. It's still Tennesseans taking care of Texas, you know? Yes. Texas has to pony up, you know? That's kind of one of some of the funny things that I say to the people here in Texas. They don't think it's funny, but...
No.
But it is. But here's the truth. It's the truth. I mean, you know, I think it's over 70% of all funding that a soldier's child gets comes from Tennessee. You know, that's a large percentage. So when you think of that, and Texas being the largest number of children we're serving, it is Tennesseans caring. Tennesseans are caring for Tennessean children and all the children. Because I believe that the vision has been caught by Tennessee. You know, the boss states for a reason, brother. You know?
Yeah.
And I think it resonates what we do as for caring for these kids. It resonates with Tennesseans more than probably any other state. That's why God chose to have it grown there. Why he picked a New Yorker, I have no idea. But anyway, that's another topic. You guys can argue about that one.
Right.
But when I was talking to my friend, Jeremy, he said, well, listen, I go to this thing. It's called Dallas Roundtable, and it's all these executives, business owners, and the bigwigs come to it and pitch a soldier's job. That's what I did. And sure enough, Suzanne Grisham, the executive director of Mercury One, Glenn Beck Studios, was there. And that was 2.5 years ago. And we had been talking. We've done a couple fundraisers with them at Mercury One. And then eventually it led to them offering us a office there.
Really cool. I mean, things always seem to come together, don't they?
Yeah, I think so. I think, Brian, you know, if you just think about, and Mike, too, Mike knows, you know, it's not always easy. The path is not always easy, but things tend to work out for us. And we keep on doing what we're doing, caring for these kids. And that's just it, you know, and God blesses us. I believe that. I do.
Amen. Well, you know, speaking about God, tell us about your faith, because, you know, I mean, you're a machine. Let's face it. You're a machine. I've met a lot of people in my life, and you're making it happen. You're compassionate. You care about folks. But get into a little bit of faith there, if you don't mind.
You know, Mike, I really don't think about that much. Of course, I think of my faith every second of the day. But I don't think about, you know, what you say that to me all the time. You know, yeah. I'm a machine. I'm doing things. I don't spend much time thinking about that. I really don't. I know. And then I'm just going to be straight. And you two know me. Both of you know me. You know my heart. I've talked straight to both of you. I was crap. I was a crap person before God came into my life. And that's just the truth.
Yeah.
I had no value. I didn't even see value in myself, and let alone anyone else. That's just the truth. And when God came into my heart and changed my life, you know, he gave me purpose. And I found it here, you know, 15 years ago when we started, when my neighbors lost their son in Iraq, and that photo of Christian, that was it, you know. And I had heard from God so I've been walking with him for over 30 years. And the first year that my life was transformed back in 1991, I heard the Lord tell me that he was going to give me a vision.
Yes.
And now, so I didn't start a soldier's job. So 91 to 2007, 2008. So that's 17 years past. I honestly thought I missed it. I was questioning that. I was going through a period of my life during that time. Did I miss what God had for me? And then I realized I've realized all these years, those 17 years was training.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it was training. As you know, I got out of cooking and I became a culinary arts instructor. I taught culinary arts for those 17 years. I coached baseball. I went on mission trips. All of that was training me to work with youth.
Yes.
The work that I do now.
Yes.
And so, you know, until the day I die, you know, and that's, I think about it often. I really do. I'll be 62 this year, Mike. I think I'm older than you.
Yeah, you are. You know, you look at that over 61. But I've seen the fruit of your labor, and, you know, you're headquartered right there in my district, right there on Hazelwood. To the right is Danny Brewer, Dr. Automotive. To the left is Tony Campbell's Towing. Yep. And I've seen the work you've done for Spencer Hahn, the Hahn family. You know, my friend Freddie Hahn was killed in Iraq, and I trained him at Nissan to take my place. And as you know, he came to my car business and said, Mike, I've been deployed. And my mother happened to be there, which is rare, and she heard him say that. She said, Matt, can I pray with you? We prayed with him. He bought the GMC truck for his wife, and sadly, he lost his life in Iraq. So I've seen, even though that was hard on the Hahn family and all the hardship, but I've seen positive, fruit came from those, from that hardship. And so I appreciate what you're doing. And one thing I wanted you to get into is how's the new, was it going to be, what are you going to call the new plate in Texas? Explore Texas, or do y'all have a name, or is it a Soldier's Child? How are y'all going to do it?
Well, that's we're still working on that. We're not sure exactly how that's going to land, Mike, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
But I don't mean to go backwards, but I wanted to, you brought up Spencer Hahn.
Yeah.
I wanted to let you know, because you ask me all the time, How's Spencer?
Yep.
You know, you do. I mean, this is between you and I and everybody listening. You ask me all the time, how's Spencer doing? He's doing great, which I'm sure you know, because I know you keep in touch with him.
Yeah, he just texted me day before yesterday.
Yeah, he's coming to our journey camp. So he's been trained as a leader, and he is a cabin leader for 9 through 11-year-olds, so 16 9 through 11-year-old boys that all have lost a military father, and he is going to be their cabin leader for a whole week at our journey camp in 10 days.
Great, great, yes.
So there's a lot to be proud of with that boy. I tell you what, he's a fighter, you know, and he's got a big heart, and you know, he found family in a Soldier's Child Foundation.
Yes.
Well, and I just think back to Christian Golzinski, and if I've got the math right, he's got to be 25 or 26 now. He's a man.
Yeah.
25.
Is he?
25.
Yeah. I mean, that's quite quite amazing to think about. So before our time gets away, Daryl, there are ways. I mean, there are volunteer opportunities. I'm sure that donations, you said, you know, $7 out of every 10 comes from the state of Tennessee. So how can folks get involved, and give us your website and all?
Excellent. So it's a soldierschild.org. We just revamped our website, so it's kind of cool looking. We did a brand change. We went with the Army Green instead of the normal red, white, and blue. So we're going Army Green, even though, you know, it's called the Soldier's Child, but we care for all military branches. As you know, back in the day, I wanted to call it a Squid's Kid, but nobody would have known what that meant.
I know.
But you know, when you say soldier, most people just think military, which is true. Civilians anyway. But we have I'll tell you one thing, one pitch I would say for folks. Number one, we have our golf scramble coming up. So if you're a business, local business, purchase a team, send four of your staff, you know, maybe someone you do business with, come and bring a team to, we'll be at Old Natchez, October 14th. It's Columbus Day. Come to that. But we have a program called Sponsor a Child. It gives you the opportunity to care for children of our fallen on a monthly basis. And it sends kids to camp. It celebrates their birthdays. There's different options there for folks. As far as volunteerism, we pride ourselves in that. And I'll tell you, it's very good that you asked me this. We're coming up with Rutherford. We have a objective for Rutherford County. And in the past, we have always, you know, wrapped these volunteer events around possibly giving donations. What we want to do now is we're not asking for any donation whatsoever. We want to help Rutherford County businesses empower and engage their employees in caring for these children with no dollar amount. We're not asking for anything. We want to be able to bring our shopping events, our wrapping events, everything we do for these kids for birthdays, allow their staff, their associates to do this work and empower them in giving back in volunteerism. So that's it. That's the new move. We haven't got a name for it yet. We're going to come up with a name, and then we're going to start releasing it towards the end of the year and contacting Rutherford County businesses for this volunteer opportunity.
Well, best of luck. Anytime we can help promote you, whatever's going on here that can help get funds in the coffers for you, just let us know. asoldierschild.org is the website. And Daryl, safe travels there in Texas.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you both.
All right.
That is, love you, Mike.
Thank you, brother.
All right, man. Appreciate you. That is Daryl Mackin joining us here today. Mike, appreciate it.
We'll see you next time.
And for State Representative Mike Sparks, I'm Brian Barrett. The podcast will be up shortly, so be sure to check it out online.
The Blue Raider Fan Source for officially licensed Middle Tennessee gear is Raider Tees. T-shirts, caps, sweats in all sizes, designs,